This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Mal binois hatefua shebein hazesim. Peshamayayimrim Peah mikol echad ve'echad. If square patches of grains are separated by olive or any other trees, Beishamai said that a separate peah must be left for each patch. Beis Hillel oimrim me echad al hakol. Beis Hillel said that a single peah may be left for all the patches. Umaydim she'im hayu roshe shurois ma'orvin shunaisim peah me echad al hakol. If the ends of the patches connect to each other, then Beis Shammai agree that a single peah may be left for them all. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ham namir es sodeyu, v'shier kelachim lachim, Rabbi Kiva Omer, naisim peah mikol echad ve'echad. If a person harvests only those grains that have already ripened, leaving behind patches of unripe grains, then when he comes to harvest the remaining grains, Rabbi Kiva said he must leave a separate peah for each patch. V'chachamim oimrim me echad al hakol. The Chachamim said he may leave a single peah for them all. Umaydim Chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva b'zayreya sheves o chardol b'shloisha mekaymos shehu noisein peah mikol echad ve'echad. If he plants dill or mustard in three different places, then the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva that he must leave a separate peah for each one. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachlik bitzalim lachim lashuk umakayim yaveshim lagoyen. If a person picks some of his moist onions to sell in the market and leaves others to dry for storage, he must leave a separate peah for each group. The same is true of beans and grapes. Ha meidel naisin min ha mishoar amashashir. If he uproots some of his plants so that the remaining ones will grow fatter, he must leave peah from the remaining ones. But what he uprooted is exempt from peah. V'ha-machalik me'achas yod, naisin min ha-meshoyar al hakol. If all the ones that he takes to market are picked from the same side of the field, rather than one here and one there, even if he takes the first ones to market and leaves the rest to dry, he may leave a single peah for everything. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Ho imohis shel bitzalim, Chayavos bepeah, v'b'yosi peiter, onions that are left to grow seeds are obligated in peah. V'b'yosi said they are exempt since they are barely edible. Malbinais habitzalim shebein hayarek, Rabbi Yossi Omer Peya Mikol Echad VeEchad. If there are square patches of onions separated by other kinds of vegetables, Rabbi Yossi said that a separate peya must be left for each patch. The Chachamim said that a single peya may be left for them all. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Peya, Perik Gimel Mishnah Hei, Ho'achim Shecholku Naisnin Shtei Peyais. If brothers divide an inherited property, each must leave his own peya. Chazru v'nishtatfu naisnin peya echos. If they rejoin their properties, they may leave a single peya together. Shnayim shalokhu esho ilan naisnin peya echos. If two people buy a tree in partnership, they may leave a single peya together. Lokach ze tzifonai v'ze deroimai ze naisen peya la'atzmai v'ze naisen peya la'atzmai. If one took the north side of the tree and the other one took the south side, each must leave his own peya. Ha'maicher kilche ilan b'teich sadehu naisen peya mikol echad ve'echad. If a person sells trees in his land without selling the land itself, the buyer must leave a separate peya for each tree. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emosai bizman shaloshir bal hasadeh. Aval im shir bala sada hunaisen peyalakol. Rabbi Yehuda explained that this is true only if the landowner kept no trees for himself. If he kept some trees for himself and began the harvest before he sold the others, he must leave peya for all the trees he sold. And that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Peya, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Reb Eliezer Omer, Karka Beis Raiva, Chayeves BaPeya. Reb Eliezer said that for a field to be obligated in Peya, it must be at least the size of what's called a Beis Raiva. Reb Yehoshua Omer, Ha'oise Sosayim. Reb Yehoshua said, if it produces 2 saw of produce regardless of its size. Reb Tarfin Omer, Shisha al Shisha Tvachim. Reb Tarfin said, 6 by 6 Tvachim. If that's the size of the field, it's obligated in Peya. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Kedei Liktzar Velishnais. Reb Yehuda ben Beseira said it must be big enough to require 2 swings of the thistle that you're working with. And the halacha follows that opinion. V'halacha k'devarav, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Akiva Omer, karka kol shehu chayev bepeya uba bikurim, the licht of olive prosbol, the liknas imay nechasim she'en lamachrayas bekesef ubeshtar ubechazaka. Rabbi Akiva said that there's no minimum size for land to be obligated in Peah, or to be obligated in Bikurim, or to write a prosbul which allows collecting debts after Shemitah and requires land for it to be effective, or to purchase along with it movable property through money, a contract, or a display of ownership. That's with Karka Kolshu, and that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Mesechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. HaKosev Nechosev Shchiv Meira, Shir Karka Kolshu, Matanosai Matana. A transfer of property, when you want to give over property, normally requires a kinyan to make it final, an act that'll show that the ownership is finalized. However, if a deathly sick person dictates to whom to distribute to give his property to, then the transfer is valid even without a kinyan, just by mere words. So if a deathly sick person distributes his property and leaves for himself just a small piece of land of any size, and then he gets better, he recovered from his sickness, then his gift is valid and need not be returned. Since he left himself something, he obviously thought that he might recover. Lo shir karka kolshu, ein matanose matana. If he left no land for himself and then he got better, it all must be returned. Since he left nothing for himself, he obviously made those gifts with the mistaken thought that he would die, but it's all given over. Hakosev nechosev lebanav, v'kosev leishtai karka kolshehu, ibda ksubasa. If a deathly sick man writes all of his property to his sons and leaves his wife land of any size, she loses her ksuba, since she did not protest that she wants her ksuba money instead. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, im kibla aleha, afal pishalo kosavla, ibda ksubasa. Rabbi Yaisi said that if she accepted the allocation, even if she did not receive it in writing, she loses her ksuba. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Mesechtas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Hakosev nechosev la'avdai, yotza ben chayrin. If he allocates all of his property to his slave, the slave goes free, since the slave himself is amongst the possessions. Shir karka kolshu lo yotze ben chayrin. If he left over a piece of land of any size, the slave won't go free, because since his gift was not all-inclusive, it also did not include the slave himself. Reb Shimon Aymer la'olam hu ben chayrin ad shiyomer. I call nechosai nesunim leish plaini avdi chutz me'echad meribui shebehen. Reb Shimon said that the slave still goes free unless the owner says all my possessions go to this slave of mine, except for 1/10,000th of them. In which case we would interpret it to mean that the slave himself was the 1/10,000th, regardless of the slave's real value. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.